Once I was lost, and then I was found. Some words taken from a Christian hymn that's got great renown, right? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. It saved somebody like me. I don't know about you. I don't know about your particularity or the spiritual journey you've made. But finding a spiritual home is salvific. It's the kind of thing that takes someone who's bewildered, upset, broken, and can shore them up, can make them new. Some people in different faiths call it born again. Well, let me tell you about being made new again by the power of Unitarian Universalism. I was an angry man. I was a lonely man. I was a broken man who had a child by himself. I might have said I was cast adrift on the sea, or I was wandering through the desert without hope of finding an oasis, water, a palm tree. Finding a spiritual home is what shored me up, gave me the resilience, and I was treated with such compassion by people that I never looked back. In fact, I never looked back because I ran forward. I went full speed ahead into a spiritual life. Now, for some of us, we may have an experience, we may have something that's transcendent happen. We may have, we may be touched by an angel. We may just be the kind of people that are reading Emerson or Thoreau. And then that aha moment happens to us. We may be somebody who needed to dance with Sarah's Circle and in a collection of women who were dealing with feminine spirituality, and somehow the strength, the power, the awesomeness of something deep within captured us. I don't know who you are on your spiritual journey. I don't know where you've been in your spiritual path. I don't know why you may have found your way through the doors of Unitarian Universalism. Maybe it was the need for community, and our coffee hours and our conversation can be wonderful. In fact, some people just come for coffee hour. Some people just come for the conversation that happens after a service. But that's a service in and of itself. The ability to find one another. Human beings like droplets of water clinging to one another. It's a spiritual encounter. It's a transformative moment. It's something that people don't always get, and some never find. Some are lost, and let me tell you, folks, I've done memorial services for people that had nobody there, no community, no loved ones, no friends. But once you find a home for your spiritual self, once you find a place like this congregation, the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Las Vegas, where we nurture and respect, where we honor and uplift, where we care, where we place inherent worth and value and dignity into every single encounter with each and every person, right? Because that's what we do here, right, folks? I want to see some heads nodding. We lift up, we nurture, we're compassionate, we're loving, we're forgiving, we are kind. Because that's what a spiritual home has to be. It has to be a place where you can walk through the doors and a frown turns to a smile. It has to be a place where if you're hungry, there's maybe a bagel and a cup of soup or a fruit salad or something in the kitchen that can nurture you, right? It needs to be a place where if I was once somebody that wasn't so kind, but I'm on my journey towards becoming my best self. People will say, well, we're not worried about what you used to be or what troubles you've had in your life. We're concerned with who you are today, and we welcome you, right? Because this is a welcoming congregation, not just because we welcome people of all stripes, but because we welcome all human beings. If I am black and you are white, it doesn't matter, right? If I am gay and you are straight, it doesn't matter. If I'm a pagan and you're a theist, doesn't matter. So that spiritual home, this homecoming weekend, this water communion service is all about us bringing all of ourselves, our best selves and our sometimes not best selves, but bringing ourselves to the altar of each other so we can have a spiritual encounter one with the other, growing together as a community of Unitarian Universalists here in this desert, here in this beautiful city, here in this beautiful region of the world. Two, the water communion. Woo, people, I ain't never been so hot and dry in my life as I've been here these past few weeks. Hot and dry. I mean, I can't even let my washcloth remain wet a few moments. If I wait too long to use it, it done dried up. And this is something that you have to come to know, and I would dare say even love. But as I've learned about this community and the amazing reality that there was water here. I'm trying to think of that woman named Stewart. I know they've got an avenue or a boulevard named after her, but this woman Stewart in that farm or that ranch that they had, and there was water there, and people stopped there along their journey here. That the railroad, this was a railroad town, that because there was water here, they could build this junction for Helen Stewart. Thank you so much. They could build this railroad town, right? And the railroad was so important to the beginning of Las Vegas. The fact that the waters can sustain 2.something million people in this valley of the dry bones. Well, heck, this ain't no dry bone valley. This is a valley full of flesh and blood, life fulfilled people living out a glorious existence. Sometimes difficult, sometimes trying, but mostly glorious because guess what? You stayed here. You didn't pack your bags and run somewhere else. You didn't get in your Tesla or your broken down jalopy. You stayed in this region because you found something wonderful here. You found community here. And it was the water that dinosaurs swam in, and Jesus wept with. It's the water that the goddess gave to this planet so we could be bathed and cleaned and refreshed and nourished. It's the water. The water that gave us this possibility of life. It cleanses, it refreshes, it renews, it sustains. It's life. The very life of all living things in that water. And this transformation, this is the big one. See, transformation. See, some scripture talks about renewal of the of a human being, and they say it starts in the mind. But I was listening to the march on Washington that was just held a few weeks ago. And I was listening to the minister that's leading the Poor People's Campaign. And I was listening to him say, in the invocation, he said, before we get all happy about Martin's I Have a Dream speech, let's be clear about what this march was about. So I want to be clear what I'm saying to you about transformation. Yes, Reverend Barber, yes, thank you for sharing that with me. Reverend Barber, in his invocation, reminded us, those of us that were able to hear it, and you can go on YouTube and find it. It's a wonderful sermon. But Reverend Barber said that the March on Washington was more, so much more than that I Have a Dream speech. It was about transforming a nation, about legislators doing their work and doing their work so that all Americans would have certain things, access, right? The privilege of voting and access to things. It was about talking about that blank check that had never been filled out, never signed, never distributed. Well, I'm going to say to you today that the transformation that I'm asking you to engage in is one that will make your journey through Unitarian Universalism so much more than maybe it's ever been. And here's what I mean. If each of us builds our own theology and comes into this beloved congregation with our own understanding of who we are, what we are, where we are on our spiritual path, then we're a bunch of fish swimming in different ways. But if we come with our individuality and our own theological positions, and we get on board with the covenant of the congregation, we get on board with the principles and purposes of the Unitarian Universalist Association, we get on board with Black Lives Matter, we're a welcoming congregation, love is the primary ethos of this place. If we get on board with the particulars that make Unitarian Universalism here in this desert the beacon that it is, then we're going to not steamroll through this community. We're going to be so bright with the love we share, with the justice we seek for everyone, with the open arms that we reach out and hold people. Well, it's COVID time, so maybe you got masks up and have gloves on. But you know what I'm talking about. When we as a people, we Unitarian Universalists of UUCLV, are clear about who we are, clear about what we are, clear about the dream. The dream of being this beacon in a region that just recently had some visitors that I wish hadn't come to town. Visitors that maybe want to make trouble and cause problems. The dream where all people, no matter what their background, are treated with love, treated kindly, treated compassionately, open arms, open hands, open hearts. When we all get on board with that and don't just proclaim it amongst ourselves, but tell it to everyone we know. Yes, I need you to be a zealot for Unitarian Universalism. This congregation can't grow, won't grow, shall not grow if you're not a zealot and excited about the faith you found. Share it with everyone. Take it to the streets. Go on social media. Remind everybody that you found something so wonderful that you got to share it with them. Out of love, out of care, out of compassion. So, dear brothers and sisters, as I wind this down, we come from water. Clean water is essential. We know we're approximately 70% water. We should all be water keepers. Water existed in this valley, and so it gave us life. Water is our home. We live in it, we live with it, we live around it. I recently read something from the Reverend Linda Simons. She wrote some years ago, "I have praised only you, water. You are milk and honey and love and death and dance. Do your dance. Do your love. Do your part to transform not only yourself and the renewal that comes by the transformative possibilities inherent with cleansing and refreshing. Do your part to make this UUCLV, this community that we inhabit, this nation we call home, and this world a better place. It's not a call to act one day. It's a call to a life of giving, of sharing, of caring, of compassion. It's the lovely way to be. Is that right? Is that good? I hope it's useful. May it be so for each and every one of you this day. May you be renewed by this community and this faith. May we see each other again soon. Be safe, be well, stay blessed. Amen. Thank you.